to be here, you know what I'm saying, just to be able to make it out of Miami. It wasn't a lot of opportunities for guys like in my area. It was either playing ball or going the street route, and I'm just glad that God blessed my steps and ordered my steps for me to be here today.
You ever heard of the great Willie Quinn?
Yep. Willie Quinn.
I'm just making sure.
You know? That was greatest to walk through Southern University. That was one of the main reasons why I really was intrigued with Southern University. I seen Willie a lot when I was younger, seeing his highlights all over Miami, seeing people talking about him, posting his pictures and all videos and stuff like that. So Willie was a good inspiration for a lot of kids back in Miami.
Willie, the only person I ever known, made SportsCenter top 10 three times in one game. He made three SportsCenter top 10 plays in one night out of one game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to, and he's every bit of what, about 5'5"?
5'5". 5'5", but he played like a giant, though.
He does, man. They called him the little giant. Uh-huh. The mighty queen, gone in the wind. It was a lot of stuff, you know. But when he will go down as one of the most exciting football players to ever suit up at Southern University. I think right now he owns the record for the most receptions, the most receiving yards. He also almost broke the FCS record for kick returns in a year. If it wasn't for them referees at Jackson State, I think he actually would have broke it. But he broke one, and they called it back. So he actually tied for the most kick returns. But for you, you see that? That motivates you. You end up at Southern. But, you know, I got to talk to you. What's high school, man? I'm always about that high school pride.
High school, Miami Central High School.
Miami Central, that's pride.
Yeah, one of the best in the nation, Miami Central Rockets.
Hey,
one of the best
talk in the nation. Like my bad.
State champions, you know what I'm saying? I got my state championship this year, my senior year. Over the past, I think, 14, 15 years, I think we got 11 state championships, 11 to 12 of them. So we got a good program. Got some good young guys coming up, you know what I'm saying? So about the Houston thing, you know, Florida, Miami, we got the best guys. You
that's
know,
what I like right there. Talk
from.
Your talk.
Speed comes talk from. Your you know, talk. They come to the bottom of the map for a reason. Congrats.
Talk dogs. Your that's talk, man, because, you know, it's always that Texas, Louisiana, Florida, right? Uh-huh. Texas, they say they got the facilities, right? Yeah, man, you got everything you want in Texas. Stadiums, workout facility. Louisiana, you just get it out the mud, right? You just however you get it, you get it. But in Florida,
they ain't got nothing but space and speed.
They saying rabbits. You chasing the rabbits.
Yeah, they chasing rabbits. They chasing all type of stuff out there, too. Uh-huh.
I know they are, man. Look, now you chasing quarterbacks, running backs, and everything else, man. Mm-hmm. For you, I know growing up, did you always play on the defensive side of the ball? Man, yo, Ben, I'm pretty sure you played multiple positions growing up.
Growing up, no matter what year football it was, I played linebacker since I was 5 years old.
You just born, bred to be a linebacker.
I played running back, linebacker, tight end, linebacker, D-line, and linebacker. No matter what year of football, I play linebacker. I play linebacker my whole football career.
Man, listen. That means you've been a headhunter a long time. This doesn't come new for you.
Nah, nothing come new at all.
When you look at that linebacker room for yourself, man, and you're talking about that leadership, you guys definitely are the command of the defense, right? You yelling it out. You putting everybody where they need to be. You seeing things as you back there in that backfield. And, of course, you start to see that linebacker position change a little bit more. It's that hype. It ain't no old school days. You remember them big old linebackers, them big old, hey, you got to be quick now back then because you got the dual threat. You got the RPO offense these days, man. For you growing and learning that position and evolving, what helps you get better at that position and then looking at that room of guys around you?
I just feel like just being able to move in space, just working on quickness, lateral movement, things of that nature like that. Just like growing with the game, you know what I'm saying? You can't be stuck in a still place. You got to elevate with the game. The game elevate, you got to elevate your gameplay as well. So I feel like I'm very versatile. I can play the inside, I can play the outside. I can cover, I can run with the best, I can cover the best. I feel like I could do whatever, but the guys that's in my room, I feel like we got a lot of young talent and we got a lot of old talent. We got a guy like Joshua Tate, Mike Jones. We got a new chance. Mike Jones.
Who? Okay.
Yeah, we got a new transfer, Vincent Page, and we also got some young talent. We got some guys like Ezra Williams, a hometown guy like Marquise Baptiste, Michael Thomas. We got a lot of young guys with a lot of young talent. I feel like as a group, we could be real outstanding for Southern University.
What are you looking for when you walk in that room? You the leader now, of course. Your name is Circle. When teams scout and look at Southern University's defense and say, hey, man, you're going to have that guy right there in the middle of the field looking at you, D. Williams. Mm-hmm. For you, you're talking about leadership, man. What are you looking for as you try to get the rest of those guys to elevate to where next year you see two names or three names on that all-SWAC selection?
I just feel it's all about accountability. You know what I'm saying? If I just hold all my guys accountable, hold them to a certain standard, not lower the standard for anybody and make everybody reach that standard, I feel like we could have two or three, four more swag selections next year. I just feel like it's all going to be us growing together. Because if I could trust you, if I can't trust you to show up to weights, I can't trust you to make that big play in the game.
Yeah.
So we all going to build trust just by us holding ourselves accountable, holding ourselves to the team standard, being where you're supposed to be, being where your feet are, and just that from there, we could be able to grow and just grow as a team.
Let's look at Coach Miller, right? Defensive coordinator. And I think for a lot of people, when you see Southern's defense, it has been, like, right in the pocket for everybody for the past 2 years. But for you, being under him as a defensive coordinator, what do you like about his philosophy and just him in the room? Because every time I see him, he walking around, he got his shades on, he just missed the cool on the field. But at the end of the day, he's the guy that's calling the plays.
Yes, I like his energy. I love Coach Miller energy. I can feed off his energy, and I know a lot of his passion is real genuine. And I like the fact that he the defense is not more of the fact of try to be as much complicated to make you think. It's more of a simple and let's go play and let's go play fast. You know what I'm saying? He want everybody on the defense to be as comfortable as possible. Everybody to understand their job thoroughly, understand the guys next to them job thoroughly. So the more you understand, the faster you can be able to play. So we try to hang our hat on being able to play fast, play physical, and play strong. So that's why I love Coach Miller philosophy.
And, you know, you got all those former Southern players and guys that's been around that defensive side of the ball, of course, with Coach Sean. You got both the Millers. You got Coach Scott, man. That, I'm pretty sure y'all defensive meetings are loud.
Yeah.
Loud and intense.
Loud and intense. That's all our coaches. But that's what we love them for.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't going to breed us for no other better situations. But we got guys, like you said, who done been through Southern University Hall of Famers, guys who really bled this blue and gold. So to be able to learn from them every day, for them to be able to teach us the game every day, I feel like it's just more than a blessing.
Let's talk about it. Student athlete, student first. Your major, man.
I'm a mass communications major.
Oh, this right up your alley.
Yeah, I gotta get you back
up here, Morty. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. Mass communications major, focusing on public relations or broadcasting. This is ready to feel podcast, interviewing, you know what I'm saying? News outlets. It's a lot of the field that I actually like to get into. So
anybody out there listening, the young man is ready. And guess what? Because of that, hey, I'm going to have you back here a lot more, man. This could be your playground to get to perfect your craft. I do radio, man. I went to school at Southern for political science. I ain't even do no math. I was a political science major over in Higgins Hall. But, man, it's good to see that you're studying. Now, what you want to do?
I really want to go into probably news anchor. News anchor, I want to work probably behind the field, like working the computer. I forgot the name of the call.
You want to be Mike?
Yeah. the engineer, the guy behind the scenes. But I just feel like I'm kind of well-spoken. I'm good with my words.
So yeah.
If I could get behind the camera and get a mic in my hand and be a news anchor, that'd be fine with me.
Man, how I got started, man, I was at Southern, man, and I have this, I have a YouTube channel and social media, On the Yard. And I started out, man, just wanting to tell stories about what was going on campus. It was a lot of stories of people doing good stuff, alums, sports was doing good stuff, you know. And so I just got with a guy, man, Garrett, and we got together and picked up a camera and a microphone and started doing it. And you never know where it'll lead you. And here I am doing radio, and here I am able to meet and talk with you guys, man. And for me, that's what it's all about, to tell the great stories of Southern University, both from the past and the present, and get people out there. Because the biggest thing for me is, I think for Southern, we have so many great stories and so many great people that have come through, man, that we often don't get a chance to continue those stories of those people. And I say this before we get ready to get off. I always say, I went to an LSU-Auburn game a couple years ago, right? You know how many young people I saw walking around with Bo Jackson? They don't know who the hell Bo Jackson is. They only heard about him, right?
Yeah.
Don't know who the hell he is. But nonetheless, it is just that tradition and pride of knowing who your greats and who came before you, that you tell those stories and you keep that pride behind those people. Mm-hmm. And most of all, that's for me, man. That's why I'm glad that you guys were able to come in. Y'all all swag, so y'all have solidified yourself. No matter where you go in life, and somebody say, man, was you a good ball player? Hey, you always refer right back to that all swag selection. You have been able to cement your name in history of being one of the greats at Southern. Now y'all got to live up to the expectation, you know, and that's at the end of the day. Kelby Gibbons, I wish we could have had him here. He's out of town, but he's the other guy that made all swag, and as well as he is the preseason swag defensive player of the year. So, man, now's your time to give a shout-out to anybody out there, man, for you.
First, I want to give a shout-out to the man above. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be here today. I want to give a shout-out to my mom back at home, my family back at home. Shout-out to all my teammates, all my loved ones, all my supporters, and I just can't wait to start the season and get rolling.
Man, look, I appreciate all you guys, man. Joshua, Kendrick, along with you, D. Williams. And hey, appreciate you, dog. Hey, all of y'all, man, for coming in this morning, being able to talk with me. Because one thing people always say, man, they want to hear from the players. They want to hear from you guys. And with Swag Media Day just passing and all you guys' name being checked off that all Swag selection, these are the names that you look for this year. When you look, get that media guide and you looking on the field, you make sure you remember from the center position, Joshua Trash Jr., that running back position, Kendrick Rhymes, and you looking at that guy in the middle of the field, hawking him down, Shark. He's a shark out there, D. Williams, all right? Mm-hmm. So these are just some of the names, and Kelby Givens, he going to stand out. You going to know who that big dude in the middle doing all that. So, you know, man, appreciate you guys for coming in, man. And look, man, love y'all, man. I'm more than welcome to come on here anytime. So let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to go to the past with y'all. I'm going to go way back in. This the one. It ain't the two or the three. This the one. And I think y'all will be surprised and really like this one. So y'all stay tuned. Go get use the bathroom. You got a second to take a break. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Southern was a little late to the game of football. They had started earlier in the CIAA up at Hampton and those schools up there. And when Dr. Clark became, J.S. Clark became president of Southern University in 1914, he had already visited the Tuskegee and these Howard and the other schools, and they had a football program. And he wanted to compete with them, not just in the classroom, but also on the football field. So it started as an intramural. We had intramurals when it first came in 1914 through 1916-17. And then the intramural program evolved into the varsity, into the football program we know in 1918. Coach Big Charlie Holmes from Colorado State, he came here as an assistant coach, but he took over around 1922, 1923, and he did very well through the early 20s. But he came up to 26, he broke even. He was expected to do well. And 27, I don't find any records where he won any games there. And he was replaced. But the person he was replaced by was a legendary. Name is Bryce Union Taylor from the University of Southern California. Out there, he had been an All-American. He was the guy that stopped the four horsemen of Notre Dame. And then he went to Chaplin University in South Carolina in 27. In 1928, he became the head football coach at Southern University and athletic director. And he really put Southern on the map. He had a lot of firsts. First of all, he had the first All-Americans we had came under him. Therefore, he had the greatest winning percentage in Southern University. He won 85% of his game here, and he had our first undefeated season in 1931 when he was 7-0. But he was not declared national champ, but he was considered for that. But he was our first great coach during that early period, Bryce Union Taylor. We don't want to forget him. Arnett W. Mumford, he's a national icon in coaching. He had coached 10 years in Texas, Jarvis Christians, Bishop, and Texas College. But the last 5 or 6 years at Texas College, he was very, very outstanding. He won two SWAC titles, and he won a national black championship at Texas College in 35. So therefore, Southern was interested in getting him here, and Dr. Felton Clark was very instrumental, the person to get him here. But his impact it goes much further than Southern University and State of Louisiana. He won 12 SWAC titles, 10 of them at Southern and 2 at Texas College. And he won 5 or 6 national black championships. And also, he was very successful in the first interracial bowl game, the Fruit Bowl in San Francisco in 1948 when he played San Francisco State. And he won that game decisively. But his influence extended much further than the boundaries of Southern University. He was recognized nationally as a great coach. His winning record, he didn't coach over a period of 35 years, and a couple of those years they didn't have teams because of the war. But he won 246 games, second only to Eddie Robinson with his 402 game over 55 years, I should add. And so they always had large supporters, and they would follow the team everywhere they would go in large numbers. So Southern became the team that everyone loves to beat. Loves every Saturday. It's the toughest game we have every Saturday.